Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. It is a Wednesday afternoon, cold and dreary day. It's actually snowing where I am in Philadelphia. Hopefully, everyone is doing well today and getting ready for their playoff matchups. If you made the playoffs, congratulations. I made it in 2 out of 3 leagues, so I guess we got to hunker down and try to get some ads to advance at least for another week. So I got some players here I think are worth a shot. First one is Adrian Peterson. If he's available in any league, I would be picking him up. I'm not so sure if DeAndre Swift is playing. Kerryon Johnson I know is a little dinged up, and I don't think he's a factor. But Adrian Peterson has been getting almost a touchdown every week. Good number two, running back or flex. So I'd definitely be looking to get him. In fact, I'm trying to pick him up in one of my leagues tonight. Peyton Barber is available for the Redskins with the news of Antonio Gibson being out. I believe he's more touchdown dependent. I'd probably prefer J.D. McKissic because he does catch passes out of the backfield. And he can accumulate 5 to 10 catches. And then if he gets any yardage with it, and even if he scores a touchdown, it is an even bigger bonus. So if McKissic's out there, I would definitely be trying to get him. This Ty Johnson on the Jets had a pretty good game last week with Frank Gore getting out in the first series with a concussion. I don't know why they would bring back Gore to play this week. So Ty Johnson would definitely be in play. Another running back slash wide receiver. Now, if you want David Montgomery, for him to be a handcuff to David Montgomery, I guess Cordell Patterson is not a bad handcuff. He did get some rushing yards last week, and I believe he did also score a touchdown. I have one quarterback here that has been doing pretty good and has not been picked up. Phillip Rivers. If you're in a pinch for a quarterback, he has been putting up some solid numbers. With the Eagles news of Jalen Hurts, maybe Rieger is worth a shot now. I would maybe pick him up. I wouldn't play him just yet. See if the chemistry's there this first week with him against a pretty good defense in the Saints. And I guess take it from there. Phillip Lindsay is available against Carolina. I do like Carolina's defense this week. Plus, he's splitting time with Melvin Gordon, so I don't know if it's the best ad. If there's other guys ahead of him, I probably would choose them. A couple tight ends for you. Tyler Eifert on Jaguar has seemed to be getting some volume. This guy Glennon seems to like him. He seems to look his way. I know there's another tight end, O'Shaughnessy, but I think I would trust maybe Eifert better. And if Jonnu Smith is out for Tennessee, then Firkser definitely is in play. He got about 5 catches. Even if he gets you 10 points, that's the last couple weeks I haven't been getting any points out of my tight end. So got another wide receiver, Henry Ruggs. I know he caught a deep touchdown to win the game against the Jets. He does have speed. I got to be honest, these Vegas receivers have burned me. I've had Nelson Aguilar. He didn't really do that much last week. In one of my leagues, believe it or not, Singletary is available. So if Singletary would be available, I know Zach Moss fumbled last week. I wouldn't trust him. I think they're not going to split the carries. He still may get some goal line, but Buffalo is playing well. Singletary does catch passes out of the backfield. So if I had to choose one out of the two, I would definitely choose Devin Singletary. So anyway, that's a few of my must-ads. I'll probably do another one in a day or two. I'll have to look on the waiver wires and do some more research. So hopefully that helps anybody. And I guess I will talk to you later. Enjoy your night. Bye.